Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Trying to keep the peace here in Ferguson, searching for justice in the killing of Michael Brown. Spike Lee weighs in. Let's get started. Crowds are getting a little bit bigger. Several hundred people here, much less than yesterday. Some tactical vehicles are actually now moving through. There's two armored vehicles from St. Louis County Police moving through. That's the first that we've seen of them today. They're probably going to go up and take position where some of the more active protest occurred last night, just about a block or two away from here. We're about two or three blocks away from where Michael Brown was shot and killed. The world is obviously watching to see what happens here next in Ferguson, and that's really not an exaggeration. The story is getting a lot of coverage overseas, made the front page of this German newspaper. It's also made headlines in Spain, Portugal, Denmark, France. International news crews are on the ground here covering the protests. Filmmaker Spike Lee has added his voice to the outcry over Michael Brown's death. He's put a memorial for the teenager at the Brooklyn headquarters of his film company, 40 Acres and a Mule Filmworks. He posted this picture on Instagram. Spike joins me tonight for an AC360 exclusive. Spike, I'm glad you're here. I know you've been watching a lot of the coverage here. You've been watching a lot of the demonstrations. You say it's obvious to you that the Ferguson police, the state police, the National Guard don't have a handle on this, don't have a clue. Explain what you mean.
Well, I just think that I think we're going to the 10th. It's going to be the 10th night tonight that people in over their head, and my wife and I, Tanya, while we were watching the mass on television last night, we said, you know what? Retired Lieutenant General Russell Honoré is the person who could bring order. Because I just think that the people are over their heads. They haven't had this type of experience. And you know firsthand what General Honoré did with Katrina in New Orleans and the Gulf. So I really think that something I called him up this morning, and he says, he told me this morning that everything they're doing is wrong. And I said, if they called you, would you come? He said he would. I think we need him there.
But what is it you think? Because, I mean, I remember, and you were down there, down in New Orleans when he arrived. I mean, he was saying to you know, the National Guard, put your guns down.
Yes.
Take your helmets off.
That's,
you know, these are not your enemy.
We don't need people, snipers on top of tanks pointing at civilians. I understand that there's tear gas and the provocateurs, but you need somebody who's going to cool things down and not escalate. And I think that retired General Russell, three-star General Honoré, is a person who needs to be in Ferguson today.
There's a banner outside your office, as we said, paying tribute to Michael Brown. I want to put on the screen for our viewers. Obviously, a ton of information has yet to be released in this case, and that's been one of the issues from the Ferguson Police Department. They haven't released much of anything. Are you convinced that he was doing nothing wrong, or are you simply saying that no matter what the situation, an unarmed person should never be shot six times by the police?
Look, I do not think that you should be killed in this country because allegedly you steal some cigarillos. I don't think you should be killed in this country if there's marijuana in your system. The people, not only Ferguson, but all this country, do not trust what is happening. Something smells bad in Ferguson. It's not just tear gas. For example, when the police finally say who this officer is, the same day they release his videotape. Yesterday, when they know the autopsy is coming out, all of a sudden, this mysterious woman, Josie, who knows who the hell she is she reading this script, and all of a sudden, everybody's taking her words, which really a third person witness, as gospel. How can that be with some
of
the call up?
How can you
call up a radio station and say, this is what's happened? How do you do that?